This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. So now it's all coming together. People are seeing the dots connected that I've been warning about for many, many years. Thank you for joining this podcast. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And you know, for years I've talked about politics and censorship and liberty and freedom. And many people over these years, I mean, for 10 years, many people would ask, why are you focusing on these topics? Why don't you just talk about nutrition and health? They would say, these have nothing to do with each other. Why are you getting off track on, you know, free speech and censorship and political freedoms and things like that? Well, guess what? These topics, just as I predicted, have now completely collided because Facebook has now turned over policing all speech about vaccines. They've turned it over to the vaccine industry. So now the vaccine industry, through the World Health Organization, the CDC, and so on, they now control allowed speech about vaccines on Facebook. That's as insane as allowing big tobacco to police all speech about cigarettes and smoking on Facebook. That's what Facebook has now done. YouTube has been banning, censoring, shadow banning, and demonetizing vaccine and health freedom videos for quite a long time now. I mean, many months, and my channel's been banned over a year. YouTube has just announced they're going to start putting sort of pop-up corrections on videos that alert people to hoaxes. Well, what's a hoax? Well, according to YouTube and Google, a hoax is any health information that contradicts the pharmaceutical industry. So guess what's coming, folks? Guess, take a guess. Oh yeah, cancer conversations. So now, or soon, you'll be talking about anti-cancer foods, and there will be a pop-up, a fact check on Google or YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, wherever, and it's going to say, there's no such thing as an anti-cancer food, according to the authoritative source of the American Cancer Society, or the FDA, or whoever you want to name, whoever they're citing. All, of course, front groups for the pharmaceutical industry, right? But they all say that foods, and this is an absurd position, but this is the official FDA position, that there's no such thing as a nutrient or a food that can prevent, reverse, or in any way treat any disease. That's the FDA's position. So even though, you know, my publishing company has, I don't want to say exactly how many people we have. I'll just say it's over 50. How about that? It's between 50 and 100 people who do research and writing and editing. And a lot of that is focused on anti-cancer foods and the scientific research on nutrients and herbs and things like that. And we publish these findings on many websites that you can check out. They're all free. Research.news is one of them. Research.news. You can go to cancer.news. That's our site. You can go to health.news. That's also our site. And what all these sites have in common is that they are publishing stories that cite scientific research about the extraordinary properties of herbs, natural foods, superfoods, nutrients, you know, Chinese medicine. These are from peer-reviewed science journals published all over the world. And we publish, I don't know, thousands of these a year. It's probably more like 10,000 a year. I don't know what the exact number is. It's a lot. And so there's all this mountain of evidence that talks about the anti-cancer properties of, for example, sulforaphane, which is a phytochemical found in broccoli and Brussels sprouts and other cruciferous vegetables. And sulforaphane is an anti-cancer nutrient. So is curcumin, an extract from turmeric, you know, the root spice that's used to make curry. There are anti-cancer nutrients in celery. One of them is called apigenin. By the way, there are proanthocyanidins from grape seeds. There's resveratrol from red grape skins and also grape leaves, by the way. And, you know, I could go on. There are thousands of anti-cancer nutrients found in foods and herbs. But the tech giants are going to have pop-ups and censorship that says, oh, fact check, it's a hoax to think that there's such a thing as a food that can prevent cancer or help reverse diabetes or help prevent heart disease. Only drugs, they'll say, this, the warning will be, only FDA-approved pharmaceuticals can treat diseases, according to authoritative sources. That's coming. Some of it's already here. So they're censoring all the truth about health and nutrition, and they're also doing all these pop-up, quote, fact checks that are full of industry lies. Basically, Big Pharma has taken over all the censorship of the tech giants. Big Pharma now controls Google. Big Pharma controls Twitter. Big Pharma controls YouTube and Facebook and so on. Big Pharma controls the WHO. Big Pharma controls the CDC, the FDA. Big Pharma controls the media and the science journals and the medical schools. That's why we cite science journals outside the United States, because they have the best research. Because inside the U.S., the pharmaceutical industry has really taken over information that's allowed to be published. So this is why you've heard me talking about the importance of freedom of speech and the importance of political freedom for many, many years, over a decade now. This is why I have said that tyranny is bad, that concentration of power in the hands of the few is bad. This is why I've said that vaccine mandates are dangerous. They set a dangerous precedent. This is why I've said the tech giants are dangerous and that Google is evil. Now you are seeing it. Now the rubber is hitting the road where you are as a person who's interested in health and nutrition and natural medicine information. So a lot of people out there who are naturopathic physicians or natural health practitioners, homeopaths, chiropractors, you name it, a lot of people out there for all these years were saying, oh, we don't have to worry. They're not going to ban talk about chiropractic care, are they? They're not going to ban talk about food recipes to beat diabetes, are they? Oh, they're not going to ban talk about vitamin C boosting immune function and preventing influenza infections. No, they would never ban that. That's freedom of speech. And so all these natural health practitioners out there, for all these years, they've been telling themselves, we should just focus on health. That's it. We don't have to talk about freedom and liberty. We don't have to get mad about, you know, internet control, because they're never going to ban talk about health. Well, guess what? They're banning talk about health and nutrition now. It's here. So the good news in this is that a lot of people are waking up who have been sleepwalking through this censorship of the internet. A lot of people who were in denial, frankly. A lot of people who years ago thought that I was going too far on this. People who were saying, you know, why are you talking about these topics? You should focus on health. Well, guess what? You won't even be allowed to talk about health if you don't have freedom. You see, liberty is what underpins everything else. If you don't have liberty, i.e. the freedom to speak, the freedom to defend yourself, the freedom to exercise religious expression, these freedoms, if you don't have freedoms, then it doesn't matter what you want to say about naturopathy and herbs and homeopathy and nutrition, because you won't be allowed to speak. You get it? You won't be allowed. Or you'll be allowed to speak, but you won't be allowed to share it with anyone. You will be squelched down to zero distribution, shadow banned, deplatformed, whatever. So yeah, I guess you can walk around and say things to yourself in your own head, but the tech giants won't allow that to be shared with anyone. They won't allow your views about health and nutrition to be distributed to anyone. This is what's here. This is part of society today. And this is why I urge all people who are involved in natural health and nutrition, the healing arts, it's time for all of you to become warriors for free speech about health. And as a hint, I'll just tell you right up front, you're not going to find freedom in the Democrat Party. You need to leave the Democrats. The Democrats have become radical totalitarians. They're now anti-Jewish. The Democrat Party is anti-Semitic. The Democrat Party supports and promotes the tech giants engaging in censorship. The Democrat Party is, I mean, it was Adam Schiff, a Democrat, who who wrote Facebook and Google and all the tech giants and said, you have to ban all of this unapproved speech about vaccine awareness. That's a Democrat who did that. And of course, the tech giants said, okay, sure, we'll do it. And they did. It's the Democrats that are pushing vaccine mandates to harm children at gunpoint by injecting them with a dangerous, risky substance. Many substances that are in the vaccines. It's the adjuvants, it's the aluminum, it's the mercury, it's the MSG, it's the formaldehyde and antibiotics and other, you know, squalene, other ingredients that are used in vaccines that are really the dangerous parts of them. And so all of us who believe in nutrition and health and even home gardening and saving seeds and sharing seeds and growing your own medicine, you know, growing your own oregano, growing your own herbs, growing your own cilantro, all these amazing things. And they're all medicinal, by the way. All those herbs are medicinal in one way or another. Grow basil. You want to talk about powerful medicine, grow some basil. It's about the easiest thing in the world to grow, by the way. But you're all going to be stopped from talking and sharing. You're all going to be eventually criminalized. You're all going to be shut down. And frankly, just to chide a lot of these people a little bit, it's because a lot of people in the natural health community, they got lazy and they got complacent. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll let, you know, Mike Adams, the health ranger, we'll let him go out there and fight for liberty, but we're just going to focus on our herbs here. Well, guess what? You sat on your ass too long, didn't you? And now they're outlawing your speech. And as soon after that, they're going to outlaw your entire practice. If you don't have the right to speak about natural medicine, it won't be long before you don't have the right to practice natural medicine. That's what's really coming. And if you don't understand that, you're behind the curve. You need to get on the ball here. You need to join me in calling for free speech about health and nutrition and healing. And there are many ways you can do that. One of the best ways is just stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Stay informed there. I mentioned some other websites like research.news, cancer.news, health.news, and so on, medicine.news. You can check out breaking news stories there about medical research and the scientific validation of natural herbs and nutrients for treating various conditions, including Alzheimer's and arthritis and diabetes and heart disease and all kinds of things. So stay informed and check out my new organization for online free speech. It's called onlinecivilrights.org. Join the email list there. We're going to be looking for attorneys to represent us and file class action lawsuits against the tech giants on behalf of the natural health communities to sue for the right to talk about the dangers of vaccines or the anti-cancer benefits of foods and nutrients and herbs. We're going to have to sue these companies to get this done. So join our organization, onlinecivilrights.org. Thank you for listening. Share this with all the people you know in natural health and healing. And I'm here on the front lines fighting for you every day. I just need some help. Okay? Just help me fight these tech giants or we will all lose the right to speak about healing. If you want to support us financially, just shop at healthrangerstore.com. Healthrangerstore.com. Hundreds of products that are all laboratory verified. I have a lab. It's a multi-million dollar laboratory. No joke. We now have 5 mass spec instruments running there. We test for pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, microbiology, and other things depending on the product. We have the cleanest laboratory-verified foods, superfoods, supplements in the world. Nobody else does the lab testing that we do. So you can support us at healthrangerstore.com, and we will use your support to keep fighting for your right to speak and your right to practice natural medicine. Thanks for listening. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. Healthrangerstore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out healthrangerstore.com.